Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks, and we are live, and it's Monday. I believe it's December 10th, racing towards Christmas. Holy moly, it's almost Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready? I'm not ready. We're getting ready, though. Things are happening. We're spending tons of money because we got a tax break this year, and we got extra money in our pockets. Everybody's feeling happy and healthy and moving along. So, how are you all doing? I hope that you are having a marvelous evening. Our featured guest this evening, folks, was actually attacked by three men on the border today while I was watching the video. You can find the video on my radio page, the Patriot Nation Radio Network page. I want to say hello to Peggy. Sugar! Oh, my God, it's great to see you there in the live feed. Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen. Sugar, what's happening, man? I miss you. I miss you. I want to see you guys all down there in South Florida. We are gearing up. We are thinking about and getting ready to do at least a statewide overpass deal with Walk Away, Stop the Steal, Patriot Nation Radio, and overpasses. Great, great things happening here, folks. I don't know if you noticed, but France is burning, for crying out loud, and they're pissed off over gas tax, apparently. There's some things that have, there's been some signs in the crowd of, you know, mentioning pedophilia and the world elites. And the end, New World Order people and their sick, twisted minds with pedophilia and sickness, dementia, whatever the hell they have that makes them do these things with kids, sick and demented. But it's true, it's happening, and it's going on today, though. So. I don't know, all kinds of stuff. We got the border crisis is raging. France is burning. And I believe that my guest is in the queue. So I just would like to start out by saying, if that's you in the on hold there, Melinda, I want to say I'm so sorry that I saw this attack happen this afternoon down there on the San Diego side of the border. American citizens attacking American citizens for asking a simple question. It's not America first, and they pushed her down to the ground. Live. I'm glad we got the live feed. I shared it all over the place. That's evidence, folks, of an assault. We got the guy's face right on the camera. I hope they used that. I hope they got that. I hope they got this guy and locked him up. We'll get the details here in a minute. Kind of crazy what's going on over here. This is America, and Americans are attacking Americans who wish to stop an invasion, who wish to stop this crap. Let me tell you what, like, I had this gentleman on from Tijuana, in Tijuana from Honduras last week. Folks, go back and search last Monday's show. Hello, Charlene. Thank you for the love. Thank you. Thank you so much. Tina's in the live feed. Lauren's there over there in South Carolina. Peggy, what's happening? Our good friend Peggy, we sometimes frequent the same establishment here in the county of Hernando. Diana, what's happening? Lori, thank you for tuning in. Mr. Kaprowitz, what's happening? Gary Binford. Ray Ray. All right, everybody in the live feed, thanks for tuning in. Melissa, we're going to be having Melissa on here real soon. We won't believe her story, but she's going through some court issues, and we're going to talk about that. I'm going to get in touch with her. We're going to talk some crazy things happening with the CPS people too, folks. It's all over the place. The deep state corruption and criminal cartel is throughout the government. And as there are some great people, some honorable people, but you know what? They always told us the only way evil is going to win is when good sits back and does nothing, and good is sitting back and letting it happen, and we're not doing nothing. So we're going to lose it, folks. You know, we're going to lose this shit if we don't stop. If we don't watch our backs, we're going to lose it. Think about this. If they're successful in this spying on the president during an election campaign and no one's held accountable, and the Fourth Amendment is raked across the coals, and they did that to a presidential candidate who then became the president, if they'll do it to him, they'll do that crap to anybody. Nobody's safe. They are now using the FBI and the government as a weapon against the people. They don't like what you say and what you do, they're going to frame your ass. They're doing it all across the country. They're setting people up. They send in agent provocateurs into these places where people are gathering of a like-minded conservative ilk who only wish to have peace, liberty, and freedom, and to be left alone by these government bureaucrats. Dare I say, fascist Nazi types? They want to call us Nazis. These people on that. Anytime they call you something, it's what they are. That's it. I've learned that lesson a long time ago. But enough of my raving. I want to say hello to my good friend Ed. I got the Carolinas tuning in today. Hello to the Carolinas, North and South Carolina. Welcome everybody, whoever you are, wherever you are. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody out in Blog Talk Radio Land, it's time to kick this show off. And let's talk to Melinda, who was today attacked on the American side by Americans. This is live from the border area, folks. She's on the border every day reporting back, sending back the truth. And you have on the other side our friend Paloma. She won't be able to make it on tonight, unfortunately, but, the way it goes. And so we're going to bring in our guest. I believe this is going to be Melinda. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. Our featured guest tonight, Melinda. How are you doing, ma'am? Is this Melinda?
Yes, sure is. Hi, Mark.
Hello, and I want to say I'm so sorry that these guys assaulted you today.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I was watching. I couldn't believe what I was watching it live, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I hope that these guys have brought the justice and held accountable for that.
I had a, well, there was probably five of them, but I was able to identify two of them, and I had two of them arrested for it. So you guys, he actually, when he attacked me and grabbed my phone paused. So there was quite a long time there until I was able to get my phone back and hit resume. So,
yeah.
I apologize for all the screaming on the, on the live feed.
Don't apologize. You're crying out loud. They got a lot of nerve. Folks, this is an American citizen being attacked by American citizens.
That's right.
Who are sticking up for people who are trying to break our laws. These folks are on the San Diego side making a stand for the illegals trying to break in. The ones that are throwing bottles, bricks, stones, and chunks of concrete. And when they get shot rubber bullets and tear gas, I go, oh, my God, look what they're doing to us. Bullshit. You guys are trying to break in. You're throwing bottles, bricks, stones, and concrete at people. That's assault. That's an attack. And you're waving a Honduran flag. That's an invasion. That's an act of war. You're lucky you're not dead.
Right.
They shot you with rubber bullets and tear gas, and you're still alive. Now go home. That's what I say.
Yeah, they need to go home, and they need to fight as hard as they're fighting at our border. They need to go back to their countries and fight the corruption in their countries and get their countries straight. That's just my opinion.
And listen, now I'm going to make a valid point. Are you ready for this valid point? Do you know why this stuff doesn't occur? This doesn't occur and you don't see American refugees. Here's the exact reason why you don't see this. Americans don't run because we have a thing called the Second Amendment, and they can't do this to us because eventually they're going to back us into a corner and the American people are going to have to stand and fight back. But in Honduras, they're not allowed to have guns. They're not allowed to have weapons in Guatemala. Guess what happens when you can't have that and they can? You're oppressed, suppressed, depressed, broke, struggling, and suffering. And that's what these Democrats want here. They want us broke, suffering under their thumb while they live off the fruits of the land. That's what they want. They want servants. Folks, the Democrat Party is the party of slavery, the party of Jim Crow, the party of the KKK and segregation. All of those that I just listed and the Emancipation Proclamation, approximately 0.01% Democrats voted in favor of any one of those. at any time. And some of them zero voted for getting rid of segregation. Zero Democrat. They wanted segregation. They wanted slavery. The Republican Party was created to stop and end and fight slavery, partially. Not completely, but it was partially started as a resistance to slavery. But no, now you listen to the Democrats, and that's all us. They'll tell you that was the Republicans that did that. Surprise, there was no Republican Party when slavery was around. And that's what they want. They want us all to be sheep, get in line, zip it, shut up, do as I say, not as I do. They want to act like the pissed off parent in the 70s when they used to tell the kids. Kids are supposed to be seen and not heard. Zip it. Sit there and be quiet. Do as I say, not as I do. Zip it. That's the Democrats. And here we are. We got Americans getting assaulted.
And that's exactly what they tried to do to me today.
Yep. Now you are down there.
They tried to shut me down.
And you're in the San Diego side of the border. I had Paloma on last week. She's in the Tijuana side of the border. What are the people saying on the San Diego side of the border?
Well, I actually go to both. You know, I go down into Mexico, and I'm here. But, I think we need to do a call out to our Republicans and to Americans to stand up against this invasion right now. These Democrats, as you can see today, you know how they're banding together and they're coming against us. They're tearing America up right now. And if this isn't a sign to see me get attacked today, you know, for speaking my mind, for doing the same thing that they were out there doing, but to physically be attacked, if that isn't a wake-up call to everybody, I don't know what is. You know, I wasn't attacked by, you know, I go to Mexico all the time, and I'm not attacked by the immigrants over there that I'm filming.
Right.
You know, but I'm actually attacked right here by my own people, and that's just astounding to me.
You hear that, folks? Now, you go on to the Tijuana side of the border, and the people are there go, oh, well, there is a bad element on that side. There are some folks over there that are rabble-rousing. But 80% of these people came here on false pretenses, ladies and gentlemen. This might be a shock to some folks. They were lied to. And as the gentleman told us last week on the show, it was on TV. Come to America. Safety in numbers. We'll get you there. Come on. Let's go. We leave this day. We're going. And they assembled all these people, and they told them, all you have to do is say this, do this, do that. And guess what? Of that 80%, 80% of those 80% were going to look for a job. They didn't even know about the asylum trick. They had no clue. They don't know. They were lied to. 20% are paid agitators that got paid to do this. And they're the ones throwing the rocks and the bottles and screaming and cursing and burning flags and doing all that stuff. The other people, like the gentleman that came on, was there with his 14 family members going, this ain't what we signed up for. We were coming for work. This ain't what we want to do. I'm sorry, but we want to go home. That's what he said. Now I want to go home. I'm sorry. And I told him, you have to go. We got a homeless American on the street, a homeless veteran, a hungry American. They get it first. You're on that side. You're from another country. We ain't supposed to pay for that. Let me ask you this. Now, you told me last week when we started chatting that you wanted to tell us something about who's paying for a lot of this stuff. What did you find out of who's paying for a lot of this stuff?
Well, we have some stuff put together. I don't know if you follow Amy Sutton as well. She's going to be putting out once she gets everything collected together and put in one spot. She's going to put out this information, but we've collected so many different organizations. The money, Mexico is making bank off of this situation. You know, you'll hear a lot of people say that that Mexico is against this caravan and they don't want it there and whatnot, and you've heard their protest. It's not true. It's not true. There, if you follow the money trail, you're going to see that the money trail is Mexico. Mexico is the one that's getting millions of dollars. And guess who's feeding these people? America is feeding these people. They don't even realize that America is donating to these programs and these fundraisers, and these fundraisers are going over there feeding these people breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you know what? I just saw the news here in San Diego. It made me so mad last night. They on the news, it said, our homeless in San Diego got free lunch today and a Christmas present. Are you kidding me? Yeah, they're only eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yeah, one day out of the month, you fed them lunch, and we're supposed to praise you. You know what I'm saying? So this really touches my heart. It's, you know, I decided not to be a person that sits down and just watches everything anymore. You know, if I can get up and make a difference, I'm going to get up and make a difference, and that's what I'm doing, and I'm going to keep doing it until I have to stop. I'm going to keep doing it. So.
Well, I got to tell you, I have a good friend over there in that area. His name is Pastor Sylvester Bland. He lives in that area where you are. And he's got a radio show. He's the United Saints of America. He's a great man. Please search him out. You will love Pastor Sylvester Bland and his services and who he is as a person, as a patriot, as an American who loves his country, his God, and his family. They don't come like him. He's a pastor who loves God, country, and family. He's amazing. Pastor Sylvester Bland, the United Saints of America. Every night, I believe 5 p.m. Pacific. At UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us. He's doing good stuff. We do simulcasts from time to time. It's been a while. We're almost due. We've done a Christmas special a couple times, too. That's pretty neat. But, okay, so the homeless in San Diego got a free meal and a Christmas present. Hallelujah.
Yeah, right. doesn't that make you angry? Like, they got a lunch, you know, a bag lunch. When you see professional kitchens set up over here from America, you know, you see our doctors, you know, when I went and filmed there the other day, there was a whole van load of doctors that had come from the U.S. giving free services to the immigrants over there. I said, show me one place that you can go to right here, just where I live. Show me one place in San Diego that these homeless people, our homeless vets, can line up and go see a doctor for free.
Isn't that it's disgusting? I always I'm always blowing the trumpet as loud as I can for our veterans on this show as much as possible. I always bring different causes that people are doing to raise funds or to help veterans all the time on my show, and it's sad that I even have to, because they shouldn't have to need anything.
No,
like these immigrants, like these migrants. They're not immigrants yet. They're migrants and invaders. And now they're without country. There are a bunch of people now wandering around without country. Getting the top aid. They're getting better care right now on the border than most people get in their hometowns. I pay every week, every pay schedule, I'm paying $260 for health care. Plus dental and other. $260 I got to pay. I've been to the doctor once in the last 5 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you can't afford it.
I pay out the wazoo. And these guys
go
getting it for free. People who aren't even citizens getting it for free. Top-notch care for nothing. We've been paying our whole lives into the system. And sometimes we can't even go to the doctor because we ain't got no money. Because we got to pay all these taxes so we can cover your asses down on the border. Charles Kaplowitz. Ladies and gentlemen, check out Charles Kaplowitz on Facebook. You want to check him out. He's doing great stuff. Countermand Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. Good night, Charles.
So people ask all the time, you know, how come you don't, you know, a lot of people that don't agree with my point of view and my beliefs, they say, why don't you have a heart, you know, why don't you have compassion for these people? I have compassion for everybody, but when I see America, if they can take care of America first, like I say, America first, take care of America first, and then if you're able to take care of somebody else, then by all means, go and take care of somebody else, but take care of your own first. That's what you got to do, America first.
Ladies and gentlemen, check out America First Florida and America First Maryland, and they're branching out to all 50 states soon. So that's America First Florida. My friend Alexandra is running that show. Good stuff over there on America First, because, you know, it's one of the campaign slogans of the president, America First. And people get mad. How dare you say America First? Well, if we're not first and the best, how can we take care of anybody else? You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to be on top. Everybody's got to be healthy, strong, and willing and able to contribute. That lives here now. You know, that's just the way it is. I want to say hello to Stacy tuning in on the live feed. Hello, Stacy. And, you know, there's so much controversy and so much crap going on. I fear that we have lost our country, and now we're just going through the motions, waiting for the inevitable to happen. So many people keep telling me, have no fear. January's coming. 70,000 indictments. All these people are going to jail. Clinton's going to prison. Obama, everyone's getting locked up. And all I keep hearing is that the Comey investigation continues. The FBI keeps abusing people. The law enforcement across this country is crooked and corrupted. The judicial system's falling to pieces, and they're setting people up. They're withholding evidence. They're lying, cheating, and stealing to keep the people in the prison so that they make their freaking dollar. It wasn't a war on drugs. It became a war on a citizen a long time ago. And it's pretty scary if you read the book 1984. It's unbelievable, but you know what? The writing was on the wall. They seen it happen, you know? You could see it. Here we are. We are in a surveillance state where they watch every move. You got a little phone, right? And on there you put your little tracker on because you got your GPS maps. Well, guess what? They're mapping every move you make. It's kind of handy in some ways. Say you come up missing. They know which way you take because if you're a creature of habit like me, I go the same way to work and back every day. And those little cameras on the traffic lights take a little picture. Click, there he is. They know exactly where I am at all times. You know, they know where everybody is. They know where you're at. If they need you, they're going to get you. They'll find you. You can't hide. You cannot hide. There's no hiding unless you turn off all devices and disappear into the woods with a tent and a backpack. Then maybe you can hide, you know? So we're all exposed. And me, doing this radio show, I'm out there. I'm public now. I'm worldwide. They listen to me in New Zealand, for Christ's sakes, in Germany. So here I am. Cheese. So now what's the next step for you down there on the border after these guys attacked you like that? You're still going to march down there and make a stand. Has anybody joined you in support? Are you down there by yourself?
I am always by myself. I'm always by myself. We are having the America First rally this coming Saturday. So, you know, patriots come out and stand with us in solidarity. We're standing there. We're going to be at the last exit right before you go into Mexico. You get off on that exit and you won't miss us. We're going to stand there across that bridge, the pedestrian walking bridge. You guys, if you want to come out and stand up, show support for our president, show support for our border patrol that are down there, and show support to our military that's down there protecting our borders, come out and stand with us, you guys, please. I can't tell you how urgent this is. You know, we need to show up in numbers, and we need to show up strong. So this coming Saturday, December 15th at 11 o'clock in the afternoon, you guys come out, and I have the information on my page, so with the address.
All right, so if you can please share that with me or make sure I get that information, and I'll put it on all our pages and places where we post and get
that
message out.
I appreciate that.
The America First rally this week, first exit right before Mexico, folks. If you're down there, you want to make sure you get down there. You can't miss them. Get off the exit, you'll see them. Starting at, you said 11 a.m., Melinda?
11 a.m., yes.
That's 11 a.m. Pacific.
Bring your American flags.
There'll be some live feed action right here. You know, you'll be able to see it. Just keep your phones handy and your laptops and your computers on if you want to see what's shaking. It's really rough down there, and it's amazing. And they're using this to just to destroy the fabric of America. So that's America First rally this Saturday, 11 a.m. First exit. And what's the freeway name that they're getting off of? Just to make sure and be clear, someone's coming from out of state.
It's if you're going into Tijuana, the San Ysidro Port of Entry, coming through San Diego. It's called De La Plaza Exit. So. You can't miss it. If you're going into Mexico, into Tijuana, through San Diego, it's the the largest port right there, one of the biggest entries. So if you take the, it'll say last American exit, I think is what it says, and you get off there and you won't miss us. We're going to be standing right there as you exit the freeway. So.
Right, and I believe we have a fan is in the live feed, Tina. She's giving out the information as we speak. Thank you, Tina. I appreciate all the help we can get. It's always good to have people helping out with some info in the live feed when you can't always sit there and talk. When I type, it goes doink, 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 and you can hear it on the video when you listen back. You know,
right.
So I try not to type too much. I try to talk and say, hey, all you guys in the live feed, thanks for tuning in. I see you all. Tina and Charlene and Sugar and everybody. Andy Fuller's tuning in. What's up, Andy? It's good. It's moving. We got some folks watching. So that's this Saturday again, folks. Don't miss it. If folks want to watch your live feeds continuously, because, you know, there's some good ones coming out, as bad as it is, it's good because it's the truth. It lets people really see what's shaking, not what the propaganda, the mainstream media propaganda machine is putting out to make us try to feel bad for those poor people that are coming here. if they want to watch your videos, how can they do that, Melinda?
You can click, go to my Facebook. That's where I do the live videos. It's Melinda Henry Oporto, O-P-O-R-T-O. I have a gentleman that uploads my videos to YouTube as well. It's True Conservatives. And then you can I try to upload all my videos afterwards on YouTube. It's Melinda Oporto. But if you want to watch me live, you have to go through my Facebook.
Right on. And it's very important what you're doing down there, because nobody's getting the truth unless they're watching you and others that are there with their cameras live on the scene at the border. Of course, the media is taking pot shot pictures and produced pieces to make people feel so sad for these people that are invading.
You know,
I don't feel sad for them.
That's what got me started doing this. What got me started doing
right.
this is I this is my backyard, so I was seeing this happening every day, and then I was coming home and turning on my TV and not even seeing anything on the news, or I would see what happened today, I would see it two and three days later, and I'm like, what are they hiding from Americans? What are they hiding from us? Why are they keeping this? Why are they twisting it around? Why are they showing us pieces? Why are they showing us not the truth? So I've made it my job now. I let you guys see it through my eyes as it happens. And there's no cutting the video. There's no piecing it together. It's live uncut. So, you know, you can compare it to the videos that you see on the news, and it's just completely a different story.
Yeah. And you had a very large audience when I was watching. It was over 400 people when I was watching this afternoon. So people are listening. People are watching what you're doing. So keep doing it. But please, you need a bodyguard or two. You got to get some people with you. So when some asses try to push you to the ground, they can push back. You need some pushback.
Right.
Well, learn some
right.
Taekwondo. Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, sweetheart, I have to get off here. I want to thank you for letting me get on here and talk. I appreciate you, and I love your show. And I'm sharing your link everywhere. I really appreciate you, Mark.
Thank you so much for coming on and giving us your time. Please be safe. We need you to be safe so that you can report the truth. The truth is important. That's what I do on this show. I bring the truth. I don't bring no bull crap. We do no media spin and no propaganda here. You get the real deal, raw, uncut, from the source, folks. That's how we do it on the Patriot Nation radio show. It's the only way. We don't play games. I can't be there, but I bring you to people who are. And that's good stuff. Thank you again, Melinda. I appreciate every minute that you shared with us tonight. And please, if you have something to add any night, just shoot me a private message. Say, I'm calling.
I will.
So I know.
I will do.
Come on, anytime. I got anything to say. Even if you want to talk about Santa Claus, you want to talk about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer being bullied, whatever you
right.
want to talk about. Because that's where I'm going right after you hang up, is I'm going to play some fun Christmas music like Frosty the Snowman. So offensive, I'm going to offend America.
You have a good night, Mark, and God bless. Bye-bye.
Peace, I love you, man. Thank you. There you go, folks. I'm glad that I was able to make Melinda laugh after a crazy rough day that she had, being attacked by Americans while she's down there supporting America. America First. The America First rally happens this Saturday at the San Ysidro exit in California, last exit before you head into Tijuana, 11 a.m. Pacific. Look out for the live feeds. And if you're in the area, within 100 miles of that area, 200 miles, try to get there, many as possible. They are bussing people in. You can tell the crowd there has been brought there by the NWO puppets, these people. I don't know why they're doing this stuff to us, but they're doing it. And it's really cold. Why don't you just stay here by the fire, have a cocktail, and maybe we can neck, you know? We like each other. You like me. I like you. Maybe it's cold. Stick around. We'll have some fun. It's cold out there. Put another log on the fire. Fill up that cocktail one more time. Hey, what are you gonna?
We must go. The answer is no.
It's cold.
Welcome, has
I'll
been so light and warm.
Look out the window as it's dawn.
My sister will be the
doctor.
My brothers will be there at the door.
The
maintenance mind is
your
well, maybe just a cigarette more. Gotta get home.
Breeze out there.
They lend me a
it's
call.
Up to your knees out there.
She's really been great. But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
the
me?
The sound of me talk tomorrow. At least there will be plenty of
flies.
I really can't
get over that old house. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Freezing, I tell you. Can you believe that this song is being banned by radio stations across the country? Too bad for them, because I like it and I'm playing it. I like it. It's a song about a guy saying, listen, it's cold. You sure you want to go out there? I don't know if you want to go out there. It's freezing. It's snow up to your knees. I got a fire. I got a cocktail. I got a couch. Let's hang. You know, you've been here all day anyway. Let's just hang out. Who cares? You know, it's a lovely song. It's great. It's really, the country's really on shaky ground. I really believe that if our president ends up indicted and prosecuted over this bullcrap Mueller investigation that was supposed to be about collusion, that they proved over and over and over again didn't happen, it's ridiculous. I'm really, really just beside myself at what is occurring in the land of the free. because apparently we ain't been in the land of the free since about 1963. I would have to say somewhere around there is when it tanked. They shot President Kennedy. He wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He wanted to do great things for this country. Back when Democrats said things like, it's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Democrats said that. Ha, imagine that. A Democrat said that. The last great Democrat, mind you, because every Democrat after that was boom, see you later, like a SpaceX rocket. Out of here. Gone. You know? It's crazy. I mean, what's happening in this country is just unbelievable. And again, I will say it like I said before. Evil will only win if good men sit back and do nothing. We all got to do something. We're going to lose this great experiment handed to us by our forefathers. Outlined right here. Do you want to lose what these guys gave us? We're singing a song, Baby, It's Cold Outside is Offensive. Where they're telling little boys and girls at school that it's not Frosty the Snowman, it's Frosty the Snow Person, and if you say snowman, you'll be in trouble. We have lost it. If you're in a country that tells you Frosty the Snowman is horrible, your country might as well be Venezuela. It's really Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Unbelievably being told that they're not allowed to sing the song because of the bullying that takes place. You know, all the other, they used to laugh and call him names. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are going to break me and make me want to hang myself or something. Oh, I can't take it. When I was a kid, it was sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm me. What you say, I'm rubber, you're glue. What you say, that's what means sticks to you. Ha, 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 ha. What happened to those days? Does anybody remember those days? Where if someone said, you're ugly, you'd say, you're stupid. You'd fight back. You would say, don't talk to me like that. Who are you? Now it's like, oh, did I make you angry? I'm sorry. Oh. Where feelings are more important than the real deal. I've had my feelings hurt many times. You know, I can't help. My feelings get slaughtered on a regular basis when I'm told that when you hear things like Dancer and Prancer and Dominant and Blitzen, this is offensive, folks. Are you ready to be offended? I hate to offend you, folks.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall
the most bullied reindeer of all?
The most reindeer of all. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Reindeer.
Had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw
it, so
you would even say it glows.
It glows.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Like Pinocchio.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Like Monopoly.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him. As they shouted out with glee.
Yippee!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Reindeer.
You'll go down in history.
Like George Washington.
Thank you.
offended yet. I'm so offended. This horrifying song, Rudolph. That's it. Off to the land of the misfit toys with you. Off with you, you horrible red-nosed reindeer. Well, I never. Horrifying.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Reindeer.
And a very shiny nose.
Shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
It glows.
All of the other reindeer.
Reindeer.
Used to laugh and call him names.
Like Pinocchio.
They never let poor Rudolph.
Rudolph.
Join in any reindeer.
But then Santa came along. Guess what Santa said?
Then one fall
he said this.
Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee,
yippee!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
That's the most offensive song I ever did hear. Oh my God, Jesus! Oh my God, what are we gonna do now? I did this last week too, just because it's Christmas season and we love Christmas music. Of course, we play the best ones that piss everybody off. If they piss you off and these songs make you mad, I'm playing them. This is my tradition. I grew up loving this stuff. You're gonna tell me it's offensive? Especially the people that are telling me offensive live on the other side of the fence are screaming. Or at least their counterparts and their buddies that paid for them to be there. Just to make a stink. Just to piss people off. Just to have control and power. Keep you separated and angry. That's the plan. Separated, angry, and distracted. Completely distracted. You know? Ay. Sometimes I get so angry at the madness. So, on other notes, things been coming out about Vegas. Oh my God, things been coming out about Vegas. You won't believe what's happening out in Vegas these days. It's complete madness, folks. Really is sick stuff. There's a video out right now where they have body cam of at least 11 or 12 officers all at midnight hearing the same exact thing. I'm going to try and see if I can't play it real fast. What do you think? Let's see if we can't. I can't play it on this one. I have to play it on this one. But yeah, I don't have Messenger over there, so I won't be able to play it today, unfortunately. But it's really insane. There are, I think, 12 different officers that hear 5 four-round bursts at midnight. 12 different video cams, all here in the same radio transmission. You can hear the transmission, all the body cams, every single one. What's that? Bellagio, Bellagio. This is all around the same exact time that our friend, Renee, and her husband, Dan, at the Bellagio, said they heard what it sounded like boards hitting the ground. Bang, 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 bang. Almost exactly what she described. I will do my very best to bring that audio to you this week, Thursday. You will not believe your eardrums when you hear it is machine. Actual police officers going, holy crap, that's machine gun fire. Who's firing these weapons? Who the hell is shooting machine guns? The Las Vegas Police Department, from research and what I've been told by others, is that they have the capability of doing 3 round bursts. So they, these were 4 round bursts. 5 of them, back to back. firing off five different times. Clears the bell, apparently, right around midnight, right at the threshold of at the Bellagio. You can hear it all on the radio. I'm going to play it. I'm going to play this next week. If I have to somehow, some way, I'll get it on the soundboard. We're going to play it. It's going to be on. I know it's a little bit of a teaser for Thursday. Because next Monday, there's no show, folks. My son has a play, and I'm not missing it. I'm a good dad, and I want to be at the play. I want to see it. It's his first one, like real deal play, where he's actually going to do something. You know, in preschool, he's in some things, but it's just not the same as being in it where he's at right now. Flipside, thank you. Apparently, I made Flipside's night. Thank you. I'm glad I made your night. I hope everybody's enjoying this parody show that I'm doing now. We had Linda Henry Orporto on the first half, and if you missed it, you really want to hear what's shaking. She was attacked today on the border. She's down there reporting the truth. It's the first half. She's on till about it. She's into the 35-minute mark, so you start about the 5-minute mark, and it goes straight through to the 35. We got her for 30 solid minutes telling us really what's shaking on the border. And, of course, last week we had Paloma on the other side, and she brought on a Honduran migrant. If you missed that, just search the date. Go back on my page, look back, look somewhere. It's around. You can find it. If you can't find it, I'll repost it if you want to. Just message me and I'll repost it on my page. I'll get it to the top where it belongs. Yeah, we'll get it on. I have it. Tonight's not the night. I wasn't going to do the Las Vegas show. I just felt that I was going to I just wanted to play it, but I don't have it set up correctly right now. I have devices all over the place, just not the time to right now to do what I got to do to get it to play. And it's a little short notice in the middle of the show. And of course, I'm looking to get other people to come on the show. We're working on some things. There is a social media network out there called Spreely. We'll be bringing the creator of Spreely back on the show. He was on, but I had some difficulties. And I could do the show like last second, and James covered for me. James Bostic, a conservative's perspective, heard two nights a week here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. A conservative's perspective, 7 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Of course, the controversy continues about Christmas. Yeah, I'm telling you, thank you, Melissa, and thank you, Charlene. I try to do my best to be there for things. You know, he had this big thing that was on in the middle of the afternoon. They took him out of school. They got credits for class. They were doing his thing. I couldn't make that. I'm the breadwinner. I had to go to work. But sometimes I'm leaving work early. I'm not doing a show. If it's possible, I'm there. I make sure that I do as much as I can. I took him to the park the other day. We go to the park all the time. We go roller skating, folks. If you love roller skating, every once in a while, look for my live feed, live from the roller rink. You know, we love to go live from the roller rink. It's fun. You got to get out with the kids, man, because like you said, they're only kids once. You know, you get down on the ground and play with the Legos once in a while, even when you're tired. Sometimes I'm so tired, I just want to die. But we get out, we go to the park, and we ride the scooters, and we get on the swings, and we run around. And then you go home, and you die. You pass out. And the wife's pissed off because you passed out. Now she's got nothing. She gets this guy laying next to her snoring. But at least you had fun with the kid, you know. Sorry, sweetheart, but we had fun at the park. You know. You got to hold on to them kids tight because it's a crazy world out there. It just takes one stupid ass to say something fucking stupid, excuse my language, and they come and take them. It's unbelievable. And we're going to be talking about that here in the next few weeks. That with these CPS and DCF and these departments that steal the children. Stealing the children. We have legalized child trafficking right here in the good old USA. Part of the foster care system. Golly gee, who knew? Folks, this is happening in your country. Yes, it is. It's shaking right here in the good old USA. They're just stealing the kids. And it's really screwed up. They are attacking us on all fronts, in the schools, in the courts, everywhere you go. They got us. The tentacles of the deep state have wrapped around every facet of the fabric of our country, and they want to keep importing more people to tear the fabric of our nation, rip it, destroy the history of the man who built this country. Let's erase that history and change that history to what we believe is right. And that's bullcrap. There's people like me out here who love history, who have plenty of these things around. We got them all over the place. Constitutions everywhere. Read it. I got it on the wall in that room. I got an extra one in case that one rips or gets something happens to it. I got an extra one to go back on the wall in case that one gets screwed up. And teach your kids how to read cursive. They're not teaching it in school, but I'm teaching it here at the house, and the kid's learning it. So he can read the founding documents one day if he has to, because they're not in this fantastic print right here, because they burn them all or something. You know? No problem, Melissa. There's a huge problem in this country, and it's everywhere. It's not just on the border. Now, I did see something pretty cool. I don't know how true it is, but I did see the president and vice president toured a chemtrail plane. And they're doing what they can to end the program. But apparently there's some kind of crap where they can't. They won't be able to end the program. So they have to little by little defund certain parts of the chemtrail planes, geoengineering planes, so that they just can't afford to go and the program collapses in on itself. That's the hope. Defund it, it'll collapse. Folks, the chemtrails have definitely scaled back in my area since President Trump was elected, although sometimes all of a sudden I'll see chemtrails all over the place, geoengineering like crazy, and then I won't see it for 3 months, and then I'll see it like crazy for a week, then I won't see it for like 3 months. That's how it's been for the last 2 years. And if you want to know all about geoengineering, geoengineeringwatch.org. Our friend Dane Wigington, he's a really busy man. The way my show is scheduled now, he can't even come on anymore. It's crazy. I was hoping he would at least have a media person to come on and talk about his website. I want to say hello to Chuck and Charlene and Melissa. Chuck Hyman's doing some great things, folks, as he's following the nuclear disaster that continues to this day. Fukushima nuclear reactor destroyed in an earthquake almost 8 years ago, still leaking 300 metric tons of radioactive waste into the Pacific Ocean every day for almost 8 years. It continues, folks. And when it rains, it's radioactive. When you catch a fish in San Diego Bay, it's radioactive. I would not eat a fish out of the Pacific. I won't even eat seafood anymore. It's almost to the point where I can't eat food. What are you going to do? We're going to die. We're all going to die. We can't eat. Because whatever we eat is going to give us cancer because it's radioactive. You want to find Chuck? He's got Mid-America Land Restoration on Facebook. Search him out. You won't believe some of the things that you will see and read on his page. Chuck, you'll have to come on again here real soon. We'll spill it out for everybody on the show again so that they can actually hear what's shaking. Most people don't know because they're not talking about Fukushima. Fukushima's, man, that's so 2011. Who cares, you know? Well, I give a crap because it's raining on America, and guess what it's raining? Radioactive rain. It's real acid rain. They told us about acid rain in the 70s. Oh, my God, acid rain, pollution, blah, 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 blah. You know? We got real acid rain right now. It's radioactive. It's pretty scary. It's really scary, actually. It kind of freaks me out what we see here. As Fukushima leaks 300 metric tons of radioactive waste 24/7, 365 for almost 8 years. Think about it. So I'm going to let you think about that for just 2 minutes more. 2 minutes and 18 seconds more. I want you to think about nuclear waste, 300 metric tons, leaking into the Pacific Ocean for almost 8 years. Here's something to help you think about.
Frosty the snow
person.
a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. When they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
He's binary.
Look at Frosty go. Over the hills and snow. Oh, Frosty the Snowman
person
knew the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can.
He led them down the streets up town right to the traffic cop.
And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop! Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Hey!
Look at Frosty go. Over the hills and snow.
You know? I hope I've offended all of you liberal folks that may be tuned in. Because, you know, you see them trolling your pages and your comments, and you know they're tuning in. So they won't say nothing. They won't come on. They won't speak to you. But they're there. They're listening. Ha ha. I hope you're mad as hell and you report the hell out of me. Grab you. You know. And folks, I want to thank each and every one of you guys for coming on the show and listening to the show and all the fun stuff that goes on with this cool show that we do every Monday and Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. You can hear it online, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, anytime you want. You go there and listen to shows. I got 685 or 700 shows, so many shows you can go back for 5-6 years worth of shows. Hear all about what I've been doing. And the show hasn't changed at all since I started. It's the same show. It's been here. It's solid. It's consistent. It's always. You can always find the Patriot Nation Radio Show right here on the Facebook live feed or at www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. We're going to have our friend Melissa in the live feed on the show here real soon. Once you, we'll talk soon about this, and we're going to blow the whistle some more on this CPS corruption and thieving of the children. Because they're doing it, folks. They're taking the kids. Scary when you have a kid and all you think about is when is someone going to say something, you know, oh my God, just because maybe I have a Trump sign or a Trump bumper sticker, maybe someone's going to say some bull crap because they don't like me because I got a Trump sticker. You know, you got to think like this nowadays. You know, these people really want to kill America. And what's crazy is they don't understand once they destroy the country, they're not exempt from the bullshit because they supported it. They're not exempt from it. They're going to get it. Because we'll be gone. They'll have us in the gulags. They'll have us locked up dead, hung swinging from trees. Dead. And they'll be all what's left. And guess what? They'll be swinging next. They think they're exempt. They think if they support it, they're exempt from it. They're idiots. It shows how stupid and ignorant they are. If we support it, we'll be okay when everything hits the fan. They'll go after NRA and the Trump people. They'll leave us alone. Wrong. They'll say, thanks for your help. Walk this way. The cell's this way. Thanks for your help. You're in jail, too. You're not exempt just because you support it. You're an idiot because you support it. Because they're laughing at your ass saying, thank God they're doing the dirty work for us. So the last shreds of America are right here, sung by Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition, is out now. It's on Spotify, iTunes. It's right here. This is the Star Spangled Banner performed by Dave Bray. And also, I want to make sure that you all check out libertyrush.com, social media without the censorship, the real deal, libertyrush.com. And also check out Spreely. Spreely is doing good stuff, too. I kind of like that site. And they both are very similar and have some similar qualities to the good old Facebook that we all know and love so much, like messaging and events and groups. And you can do all the same fun stuff right there. Liberty Rush and Spreely. LibertyRush.com, Spreely.com. I'm on both. I don't get there enough because I'm really tied to this Facebook, but it's crashing, folks. And make sure you get over to Spreely. My battery's dying. I got to play this song. Good night. God bless. This is Star Spangled Banner is performed by Dave Bray. Join me as we put the flag in the front of the camera and we stand, because we stand for the flag and we kneel for Christ. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Star Spangled Banner.
Trucks work hard.
That's
like
a truck
an experienced
merch.
Offensive line. So, when driving a truck, who's looking out for you?
It's a wrap. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks, and be sure to land here this Thursday, 8 p.m., and I'll be here with you. Good night, and God bless.